Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
IndyCar co-owner of Harding Steinbrenner Racing, George Steinbrenner IV, joining us here inside the media center in our suite. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Thanks. I had said when you walk through the door, it's so weird because, you know, you talk about a Steinbrenner and everybody automatically thinks Yankees and baseball and, you know, such. And how did you get into racing?
I grew up around it, much like I grew up around baseball. On my mother's side of the family, I had a cousin who was a driver by the name of Tony Renna. And I have an uncle who's been a longtime engineer in the sport. He's currently Scott Dixon's engineer.
Okay.
So, I growing up around the track, going to a couple races a year since I was a little kid. And falling in love with it and sort of becoming my second passion.
I was going to say, did you want to become a driver or an owner?
I never really had the...
Most kids growing up want to become a driver, man.
Right. I started as a fan, and then as I grew into my early teens, I sort of envisioned myself being involved in the sport, but I had more of a desire to be an executive or work in management in some way. I mean, it's a realm I'm fairly familiar with. And it's a realm I was exposed to from a young age. So for me, it was sort of a familiar take on something new. And
What did I had to say, when you say you grew up around the management side of things, if there's a philosophy when it comes to getting into this, because this is not an easy sport to just pop into and all of a sudden take over. And I mean, there's it's a ton of money. I mean, to be able to sponsor a team and put a team together, there's a lot of executive decisions that are hard ones to make because you're not going to make money. If it's about money, you better not get into this sport right away. Right. So how tough is it? What philosophy do you have getting into this?
Well, my original philosophy was going to be patience. Slowly work my way up. I first started as an intern for Brian Herta's rallycross team in 2016. My plan was to just sort of slowly take my time and grow to management level and then one day become a team owner. But Colton Herta's decision to move from Europe back to America sort of expedited the process for me in terms of jumping into team ownership with Colton as the driver. And then a little bit more patience. We started in lights. Colton wasn't quite ready for IndyCars yet. Even if he was ready, he wasn't old enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew as a team we wouldn't be ready to jump into IndyCar right away. So we ran 2 years of lights. And we did it alongside Andretti Autosport, which is about the best organization that you can learn from in this sport if you want to learn about team ownership and team management and how to run the ship properly. And, it's just been that patience. And right now we've sort of gone off to a lightning – we went off to a lightning start with the win in COTA, second race of the year. And since then we've had a lot of bad luck and – we've been quick everywhere, but there are things that we can still improve on. We're not quite there yet in terms of being able to call ourselves a top team because we need to be able to execute week in, week out on Sunday when it matters.
When you get off to a fast start, you have some bad luck. This track's not an easy track to have luck back at, you know, kind of come back in your direction. I mean, you have to have a lot of luck on your side to win here.
Correct. Yeah. And not much unlike any other track, but especially here being such a long track. And if you make a mistake, you know, on the other end of the track, you've got to get to the pits. It's going to really eat into your placement. You're going to lose a couple laps. And there's a lot of places that tiny mistakes can turn into big ones. There's a lot of high-speed corners. And so, mistakes can really be – not much unlike an oval. Mistakes can really be amplified at a place like this. So – you'd really need to hit your marks.
What do you think of this track? I mean, just the location, the setting, because I know IndyCar, we've had a lot of execs that have come through, drivers that have come through. Simon Pagenaud loves this place. Tony Kanaan loves this place. Give me your thoughts on Road America.
I love this place. My first time here was actually our first race here in 2017. And I'd always heard such great things about the track. IndyCar hadn't run here for so many years. So it was my first time, and I fell in love with it right away. It's a beautiful area. First year we camped In the campgrounds, and then the last 2 years.
Now, when you say camp, we're talking motorhome, right? Okay. Because I don't think I see the whole Steinbrenner family pitching a tent down in there in turn three.
Oh, I'd be down. Are you kidding me? In a nanosecond, I'd do
that.
No,
but see, don't you like driving around here like on a Thursday or a Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
Just hanging out? Because I keep telling people, if you're ever going to experience it, don't come to just a race. Spend a weekend out here. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it. Yeah, and taking the golf cart, exploring the grounds on Thursday night with some friends.
The giant Jenga and drinking people down there wearing hard hats when they're playing a game. You drink and you wear a hard hat, you know you're in Wisconsin. I think that's like a Jeff Foxworthy thing. Hey, I got to ask you, and I got this tweeted to me when I'm sitting here. How difficult a position is it? On one hand, it can be a blessing. On the other hand, to carry the name that you carry. How much of a burden can that be? Because I know you just kind of want to be your own dude. You know, you want to get out and do your own thing, and you're in a completely different realm than baseball. So how difficult is it to have the pressure to show success carrying the name on top of it?
Well, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of expectation. But on the flip hand, it helps in the fact that, you know, you get an email or you see something that George Steinbrenner wants to talk to you. It's a door opener.
Mm-hmm.
It works in my favor a lot of times when I'm trying to find corporate sponsors, like all the teams are. But it comes with a lot of expectation. I think people expect me to be a certain way, being third generation Yankee owner heir, I guess everyone likes to call it.
But, yeah.
Just being myself, and I guess I've worked my whole life to set my own expectation for myself and hopefully pass that along to other people when they meet me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, was it sailing that originally where some of the family started? Was it sailing and some other industry things?
Great Lakes shipping.
That's what I thought. Because I know it had something to do with the Great Lakes. I just can't remember specifically what it was, but that's kind of where it's kind of a Midwestern attachment to begin with that started everything. Yeah.
Our roots are very Midwestern.
Yeah, no doubt. Good chatting with you, man. Best of luck to you guys this coming weekend. I'm sure you're excited about it. Hopefully the weather holds out. You don't have to change tires and all that kind of stuff. But it's a beautiful day today, man. I don't think you get much better than this. And enjoy the stay and enjoy the camping. And I'm telling you, hard hat, beer, and Jenga, that's the way to go down there in turn three. Okay?
All right, I'll take that.
Appreciate it. There you go. George Steinbrenner IV joining us up here. And he is going to be out here with his team racing this weekend, Harding Steinbrenner Racing. You can also see all the other cars roaring through Road America and Great Lakes, Road America and Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. So stop on out and say hello.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.